Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome back to The Intersection. I'm your host, Frankie Walls, and for this week's episode, we'll be talking to Alex Elkanin and George Sequoyah III. Alex Elkanin was originally on the varsity soccer team before he moved to club soccer, and George Sequoyah III is on varsity basketball. Just a heads up, this episode was recorded in the spring of 2021, and it is now fall of 2021, so Alex has graduated, and George and I are seniors. This episode is actually the second round of talking to varsity versus someone who's left varsity when it comes to D3 athletes. So if you want to check out the first half of this conversation, check out my episode of The Intersection with Emily Adams and Arla Davis. Okay, that's all I had to say. Enjoy the episode.
Thank you again for both being here. Just to get started, do y'all want to introduce like your name, your year, your major, and the team you were on or you're on right now?
Yeah, so I'm Alex Elkanin. I'm a senior politics major, economics minor, and I played varsity soccer for like a year and a half and then club for the rest of the time.
I'm George Sequoyah III. I'm a junior here at Ithaca College. My major right now is physics, but I kind of switched to exercise science, and I am on the men's basketball team.
Okay, and why did you decide to come to Ithaca? Was sports like a part of the reason why you decided to come here?
Yeah, for me, in high school, I knew I wanted to play college basketball, and Ithaca recruited me. I had a buddy that was actually on the team here, so he like kind of told me about it, and I was really appealed to Ithaca. So that's kind of definitely the sports, though, is what I was wanted to do.
Yeah, I had a very similar situation where I was really trying to play soccer in college, got recruited and got a decent amount of financial aid from the soccer team and had a couple friends on the team already. So it was a big selling point.
So would you say that like friends like in the sport was like kind of the majority of your friend group, like friends on the team, friends in varsity, like were your friends mostly at school also playing sports?
They were definitely the first people you meet, especially because I'm not sure about basketball, but we came up 2 weeks before school even started. So it was basically only guys, girls, soccer, cross country. It was like all athletes, basically, in the beginning.
For me, it was my roommate's a basketball player. So he was like my first kind of friend, I guess, here at school. And then like Alex said, those are kind of like my built-in friends at first. And then obviously ventured out and meet new people, but it definitely started off with like the team or my closest friends.
Okay, because that's kind of that's one of my first like main points I wanted to talk about. So like I was just telling y'all how I'm an RA, and something that was really interesting is my first year as an RA and one of my residents now, they're on varsity sports teams. And at first, like I didn't know that there was like, I don't want to say an issue, but there was a disconnect because like playing sports, like they didn't feel like they knew anyone on the floor or they were like friends with anyone else in the building because they just hung out with like their team and stuff. So would you say when like first coming here, like you're saying it changed, but like was that change immediate or did it take a while for like you to venture out and get to talk to other people that like weren't in your team?
I will say it was very important to me and a couple other guys on my team to not room with soccer players because we figured we'd be spending so much time with them that we want to meet new people. So like from the first day, like when we would hang out in a group, it'd be like soccer guys and then a bunch of non-soccer guys and just other people on our floor and stuff. So that was really important for me, and I think that helped kind of broaden my friend group.
For me, it was obviously a little different, especially like living with a basketball player. We only spent like time with the team. Like it was pretty much every weekend we guys were hanging out. We would work out together. We kind of with each other. It almost felt like 24/7. But kind of as classes went on and the school year went on, I started to meet new people, venture out. You met like friends of friends, and it made it a lot easier. But at first, it was definitely just the basketball team.
And do you think being on varsity sports definitely changed your experience going to Ithaca? Like, if you weren't on the team, would it have been, like, substantially different?
Yeah, I personally think it definitely would have been different. I mean, the sport has basketball. It's taken up a lot of my time, especially. That's one of the main things. There's just, like, it's obviously, like, playing a varsity sport is a big commitment. And then, additionally, touching on the friends thing, those are like my built-in, like almost like my brother. So that's kind of like, those are the people I've been closest with. So it would have been a totally different, I feel like, first year, like meeting new people and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would agree 100%, and I'd even add on that if I wasn't coming in on the team, I probably would have gone to a different school.
Can we kind of talk about like the amount of time that you each probably spent with like practice and like how much time like the sport took up of like your day-to-day schedule?
In the preseason, obviously, like at first at school before our season started, it was kind of like lifting 3 times a week. We would play pickup with each other, and then you would be encouraged to get in the gym on your own and get some work in. So that like took a toll. And then as the season came on, it was just very time consuming because you'd have practices, and then you'd have to like fit in all your schoolwork and stuff, but you like have all class. So it was kind of just like, it was very, almost like hectic at first, but I've kind of been like used to like sports and school and trying to balance both. So it wasn't terrible, but it's very time consuming.
Yeah, preseason leading up to school was pretty nuts. It was like 2 4-hour sessions a day, and then lift a couple days a week. You really were, like, any downtime you had was like stretching or recovering. You didn't really have time to do anything else. And then as season got like into full swing, it was a little bit more lax, but there was like expectations that you weren't going to be kind of partying or like doing some extracurriculars that you might have been doing otherwise. That was kind of like a non-written commitment that took up a decent amount of time.
Mm-hmm. And then going off of like the preseason, would you say that when you came in, like it was hectic, but was it like a hard adjustment? Did it take like a semester, a year? Like how long do you think like the whole adjustment period to being like, okay, this is like the, how did you ever find that balance for both?
Yeah. I mean, me personally, I don't know. I kind of always try and like know my priorities and stuff. So like really try and balance things. So it wasn't terrible, but it definitely was just, it's not easy. It's not like something that just happens like that. And it's different for everyone, but maybe like a week to get used to it. But once you kind of get used to it, you kind of get in the routine and stuff.
Yeah, I personally did not. And that's one of the reasons why I stopped playing. I would go through cycles of like devoting a super large amount of time to like soccer and mental energy to that, and that would excel, but my grades would slip and vice versa. And I had a really, really hard time balancing it on the varsity level.
One thing that kind of just made me think of too is kind of as coursework got harder, like, so I'd say like sophomore year, like as my classes got harder, it kind of became harder because I'd have to go to extra office hours and like I'd have to balance around my practice schedule. And then I go right from there to practice, and then I have an assignment due at night or something like that. So as classes went on, it definitely became more of a challenge.
Yeah, for sure. Because that's definitely something that seems apparent with like everyone that I've been talking to about this. Like as the coursework gets harder, as the time commitment gets larger, it just seems like it's like another added pressure that can be kind of hard to figure out. And then something that I kind of talked to the like girls that I interviewed for this episode, we talked about this moment where like the pressure was like too much, this like overwhelming moment where you kind of like, I can't do this anymore. And like, I know Alex, that might've been like why you left varsity and did club, but like, did you ever have this moment where you're like, okay, there's like too much pressure on me, I can't do this anymore, and like I don't know like if I'm good? Because both of my residents, like it was completely out of nowhere, but like they came to me and it was one of those moments where they were like, Frankie, like this is too much. And I feel like we never have a conversation about that, because like the amount of pressure that is put on y'all, even though we're kind of like a D3 school, I feel like is a little uneven.
Yeah, no, I 1000% hit that point. And I can remember specifically one time where I really was like, I'm done, was it was sophomore year. It was right as this fall, spring semester started. And I was like I was doing like a program with Cornell. So I was taking a course there, and like going there and then taking the course and coming back and like working on my classes. At one point, like, I think I did like bad on a test too. So at one point I was just like, what am I doing? Like, I remember calling, I have, like my trainer at home, I called him and I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I feel like I just want to like give up. Like, I literally just wanted to quit pretty much. And I didn't know. I felt like, almost felt hopeless, because I just felt like everything was piling on to me. But I kind of took everything step by step,
I was able to, you know, like, I guess, like, power through it. And then I kind of just was able to, like, balance the stress out.
I've heard a decent amount of the basketball guys say that they, like their coach. I did not have that experience. I did not get along with my first coach terribly well. So that on top of slipping grades and not getting too much playing time, like, I was, like, really beating myself up. And it actually got to the point where my parents were like, look, you got to change something up or, like we're going to pull you out of school. Like, this is kind of ridiculous. And quitting varsity was, like, that was, like, an eye-opening moment because it wasn't that I didn't love the game anymore, but that kind of level of commitment, I couldn't balance it. And almost immediately after, grades went back up, like, mental health was feeling better. It was definitely the right move for me in that moment.
Did you ever, either of you, feel like this was something you wanted to do, like, forever? Like, being a professional, like, athlete, like, playing basketball and soccer at the pro level? Or was this something that was just for college?
Yeah. For me, in high school, like, my goal was to play college basketball. Like, obviously, that was like, my main – like, realistically, I knew I wasn't, like, going to go to the NBA or anything like that. So I was like, I just want to play college basketball. That's my goal. And then once I got to college, it was like, you see, like, these, especially, like, you never, I don't know, I feel like people don't really think of, like, D3 guys going professionally. But I saw, like, a lot of D3 players, they were playing pro overseas and stuff like that, getting offers, like, players in our own league were getting that. So kind of just, like, right, looking at it now, I mean, if I can, I definitely want to. That's definitely a goal of mine, but I'm not going to, like, beat myself up if I don't get that opportunity. But I definitely would love it. I want to play as long as I can. So that's my goal.
Yeah, I personally never had aspirations to go and play professionally. But I was hopeful. Well, I don't know if hopeful is the right word, but, like, soccer and basketball also, I feel, are games that you can find pickup at any age in almost any city location. So I didn't feel in my head that I was ever going to give up playing soccer, even if I, like, could only walk. Like, I'll find a field somewhere.
I agree. I want to be able to go to a court and shoot until I can't walk anymore.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I find interesting, too, is because I don't know why there's this weird disconnect between, like, D3 and, like, D1 schools, because I feel like if you're talented at either level, like, I know it's, I feel like the difference is the time commitment, because I feel like people can be super talented in D3, and, like, if they wanted to go to a D1 school, they could. They just, like, want to focus on academics, if that makes sense. So it's just, like, what is your own opinion about, like, the whole, like, D3 students, they don't get scholarships or stuff, or, like, just, like, how, like, because the time commitment's supposed to be less, but I feel like Ithaca College and, like, other D3 schools around here, like, even though the time commitment is supposed to be less, it feels like it's still a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely still a huge time commitment. I know I have a lot of friends that they play at the D1 level, and they definitely, like they're waking up, like, I mean, we wake up, we have, like, 6 a.m. workouts sometimes, but they're, like, almost, like, every day it's, like, lift, like, in the morning, class, like, mandatory study hall, and then practice, and then maybe get work in on your own, something like that. I don't know the exact schedules, but I know that pretty much, like, they're there for basketball, especially the guys on scholarship. That's, like, the main thing. Like, you got a basketball scholarship, so you're there to play basketball. But I feel like between D1 and D3, kind of just, like, a main difference, I feel like, because guys are talented and guys, girls are talented on both level. I just feel like a main thing is kind of just, like, almost, like, size, especially. Like, that's one thing that really separates the levels. But, I mean, both levels are definitely talented, and it's still a huge commitment at the D3 level. It's not like it's a – I feel like there's, a, like, almost this, like, belief that D3 athletes, it's kind of, like, just easy. It's so much easier. Like, anyone could do it. But I really don't think that's the case. I think it's definitely a huge challenge.
Yeah, I'd agree with George 100%. And I think the biggest distinction is scholarship, because even if we get money for sports at the D3 level, it's merited. So it's, like, you're not going to lose it by not – like, if you stop playing your sport, which is not the case at D1 and D2. And he's absolutely right. Like, if you get a basketball scholarship or a soccer scholarship at D1, like, that's what you are there for. Like, I don't want to say academics come second, but in most cases, I fairly confident that that's the case.
I know we talked about it a little bit earlier, but did you ever feel like academics came second here?
Personally, no. I feel like academics was really stressed here. I mean, obviously, I love basketball, so it's like I'd rather play my sport than do academics. But my coach, like, especially, like, I had a very supportive coach, or have a very supportive coach, and they were like, if you need help, like, we can get you tutors, stuff like that. So there were very lots of resources that I was able to work with, and they really prioritized having academics. Because if you don't have the academics, you can't play. So they really prioritized that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it, like, people were okay with missing practice for tests or even, like, extra studying if you really needed it, which is a luxury I don't know if people at higher levels can afford.
Okay, so we were hit with, like, a global pandemic, and that kind of halted sports. So, like, how did that affect, like, your day-to-day schedule and just how, like, sports have been played, like, even at the club level and then at the varsity level for, like, George? Like, how has, like, COVID kind of changed your seasons?
Sure. Yeah, so club for Ithaca was non-existent, and I think that was the case for a lot of club sports. I actually made friends through club soccer with the Cornell club guys, and they do like indoor games a couple nights a week, so I'm still playing every once in a while, but in terms of organized Ithaca club soccer, it's non-existent.
Yeah, and then basketball in the fall was, because I'm living up in Ithaca. I have a house here with my teammates, so we were up here, and we couldn't use any facilities on campus. Like, so we were playing outside as much as we could, like joining other gyms to lift and stuff. And it was a toll, because normally you have the luxury of walking to the gym and just being able to use it whenever you want, but you don't have that luxury. So that definitely took a toll. And then once our season got canceled for this year, that was just, I mean, it was, because it was kind of like you put in all this work and it's like, oh, like, what are we going to do now? We don't have a season to play. So like, it's tough because it's like hard to stay motivated during those times. But now we're back. We're in like two separate pods playing. It was a lot of non-contact stuff at first, cause we weren't allowed to, but like, there's been rules set in play. But it's still a struggle. Like, you know, like, wear a mask while you play. Like, that's a thing that people don't really realize. It's like tough. It's almost feels like you're being like choked or something like that. So that's a struggle. But I mean, there's just a lot more rules now, obviously, as there has to be. So it's definitely very different, but it's just nice to finally be back on the court and working out and stuff like that.
Yeah, because they just announced, right? They announced that sports would be back. And then something that I kind of like, has there ever been, I don't know, I don't want to say a stereotype, but like, has there ever been a stereotype or like a negative connotation when you've like been like, oh yeah, like I'm on varsity basketball. Like, oh yeah, I'm on the soccer team. Has there ever been that when you're like talking to people?
I feel like at times, almost, I guess maybe people think that maybe sometimes athletes, they like, they maybe get like a pass because they're an athlete, or they don't care as much about their schoolwork, they only care about their sport. But I just feel like that's, I don't know, that's just definitely not the case. I mean, it's still, you still have to do all the schoolwork. It's not like because you play a sport you're just gonna get guaranteed like an A on a test or something like that. Like, you still got to put in the work and you got to work around your schedule. It's a lot of time management, and it's definitely not easy.
I definitely see stereotypes for some sports, and I'm sure there were for like guys soccer players here. I didn't personally feel that anything negative was directed toward me or any teammates that would have shared something like that. But I feel like they definitely exist for sports across the board.
Or like something you would want people to know about like varsity or club athletes, and just about how like you go through your day, or just something you wish that people recognize more?
Yeah, I mean, just one thing is like, it's a grind. It's not easy, and it takes a toll on you. So like, it's not like one thing, like all this balancing the work, like mentally can be draining as well. And it's like, I just feel like sometimes people almost downplay sometimes like what athletes do sometimes. I feel like kind of just recognizing that they have to do so much. Like, it's just maybe recognizing that sometimes.
Yeah, George pretty much said it perfectly. That's a good one. And it's obviously different at club level, because we're just doing that as like an extracurricular, and because we love it, it's definitely not as much of a commitment. But like, I mean, you're out there having fun at that point. You're doing what you love, just like anyone doing any extracurricular, I feel.
And then something I kind of ask everyone at the closer to the end is just about like something you wish you knew before coming here, or like something you'd want to tell freshman year Alex or freshman year George, like, hey, like, you should know this before you go through college, go to Ithaca, just something you wish you knew before you started?
For me personally, I would just tell myself or someone that it's not going to be easy, and it's okay to tell people that, like, you're struggling at times, because I feel like sometimes, and like for me especially, like when it got hard, I never really wanted to tell anyone or show it. I kind of just like hit it. So I just kind of, because there's so many people that are there to help you and stuff, but just know that, take everything one step at a time, and no matter how hard it gets, it's gonna get easier. You just gotta keep your head down and keep going.
I think for me it would be more academic than sports related, but like, make connections with your professors when you can and use the resources that are available to you. I definitely did not use them enough as an underclassman. And not that it was too late to start doing that as a junior, but there were connections that I would have liked to make in hindsight.
Thanks again so much to Alex and George for being on the show and being willing to have this conversation with me. You can find more episodes of The Intersection and other podcasts at theithacan.org. Remember to be good people and treat others with kindness and respect. Thanks for listening.